Okay, I think I finally got everything straightened out here. So, give me just a moment while I queue up my script here. Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for December 12, 2022. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the EchoLink conference if you do not want to hang around for our next. Okay. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. My name is Wayne, and my QTH is Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH, and I will be the net control station today. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via EchoLink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly known as VE7KI, for making this net, this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I don't have a question this week. So this is going to be an open mic. Anything that's on your mind, you know, talk about it. So I'm looking at the dashboard here, and let's see. I need to add a few people here that have joined us recently. And I think every call sign I see here is someone who has been here before. Although, I don't know, there's one here that I'm not sure of. It looks familiar, but it doesn't jump out at me. November 0, Bravo, Victor, Echo. Well, it's a repeater, so who knows who that might be. So, all right, well, I'll take that into consideration, and we will take a special standby for stations on that repeater. So I will start, I will run down the list here of stations that I noticed that are already on my list here, and let me reset the EchoLink. Sorry, I took a moment there to turn down the volume on the Anon radio there so it would not interfere. So anyway, I already have Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. I have Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-Ray. I have November 0, Bravo Victor Echo. I have Alpha... Oh, gosh, my eyes here. What is that? Alpha Golf 5, Romeo Bravo. Welcome back, Ross. Long time. Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Yankee Zulu. And Alpha Delta 0, Quebec Mike. All right. So all of you guys are already on my list. And I will stand by now for... I think we lost that. Oh, no, that's still there, N0BVE. Right, so if there's anyone out there who is listening to me and wants to be added to the list of check-ins for our net, please come forward now. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody, but I did notice that a call sign popped up on the dashboard here, one that I have not seen before, so I'm going to assume this is a new check-in or... maybe somebody who just stumbled in and doesn't know what's going on here. So Echo Alpha 1 Golf Delta Yankee. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. SDF is a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to SDF, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, .org. I've added your call sign to my list of check-ins, and you will be called upon in turn. We do not have a particular topic of the week, so you don't need to be thinking about anything, but if there's something on your mind that's related to ham radio, that's fair game. So I will now proceed to go down my list of the stations that are already on my list and give everybody a chance to greet and meet and so on. So first on my list is KD9NDJ.
KD9FJ and Bennett. This is Kilo Delta 9 or November Delta Juliet. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, East Central Illinois. And I've been contemplating getting some solar power going for general purposes, but it could certainly be useful for ham radio. Winter ham fest or winter, what's it called, field day is coming up. And it'd be really nice to get it out and do it solar, with solar power. So I've been researching solar power a little bit, and I find a bunch of products and controllers and panels and so forth. And but I wonder if anybody that's listening in on this net on TechLink here knows what there is to know about solar and 12-volt batteries and so forth. So anyway, that's a question that I've been researching, but I welcome input. I would love some input. So this is KD9NDJ, back to the net.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Well, I would just like to qualify your question there to narrow it down a little bit. Are you simply talking about solar power for a field day kind of operation where you're really talking about using solar power to, say, you know, charge up a good battery and then run off of the battery for the course of a 24-hour event? So you're not really asking for somebody to tell you about how to, you know, give you advice on like a full replacement, you know, solar power versus commercial power to run your house for, you know, days and weeks and months at a time. So just want to give you a chance to clarify what your question is.
KD9FJ and Manette, KD9NDJ. To clarify, I'm talking now about charging a battery, basically, or running a ham station. But yeah, I've looked into getting some panels on the roof of the house. The problem there is, at this point, for backup, which is definitely needed here, a generator is more cost-effective. To get the kind of pop you get out of an internal combustion engine from solar, you really have to shell out some money. And the batteries, lithium-ion batteries, are way pricey. I can't believe that they're driving around on them at an affordable price. Anyway, that, I hope, clears it up. I'm talking about ham radio applications or portable battery charging style applications.
Okay, right. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. So, all right. Thank you, Ken. Next on my list is VE6UX.
Hey, V9FJ and the net Victor Echo 7. Actually, Victor Echo 6. It's always like February when you start putting the wrong date down, and it's been a month, and I'm starting to go back to my old call. VE6 Uniform X-Ray. As people know, or I've said, every time we cross a boundary in Canada, when we update our postal address, which we're supposed to do within a certain period of time, if you cross a call area district, provincial boundary, they force you to drop your old calls and pick up new ones. Since I moved back and forth between Alberta and British Columbia quite often, I've had quite a few Alberta and British Columbia calls. My last Alberta call was Victor Echo 6 Uniform Echo. It wasn't available, so that's why I have the one that I have now. To the poster before, the caller before, I've lived off of solar for the past 3 years. Solar and generator. We had 1,000 watts of solar power and 1,000 amp hours of battery. I'm pretty particular on how we run that stuff. If you want some information on it, I'm open to email or Skype or something. My email address is my call sign at hamnet.ca. Back over to you, Wayne. AB9FJ, BE6EUX.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. That was HamNet, Hotel Alpha Mike, November Echo Tango .ca, just to make sure that we understood.
Yeah, the call should be in the screen there. I can't tell because I'm not using a Windows product. It should be at the bottom of the screen for any assistance on the system. So hamnet.ca, Hotel Alpha Mike, November Echo Tango dot Charlie Alpha, and my call sign, Victor Echo 6, Uniform X-ray.
Okay, superb. Got it. So let's see. Next on my list is November 0, Bravo. I really need to get my eyes fixed here. Bravo Victor Echo. Okay, well, that's a repeater, and I wasn't sure if there was actually a station on there that wanted to participate in the net, but because it was connected, I felt obligated to ask for a check-in from there. So, anyway, moving along, how about Alpha Golf 5, Romeo Bravo?
This is AG5RB, making sure my audio is coming through all right, first off.
There's a little bit of white noise on you there, but it's easy to copy you, Ross.
Okay, good. I haven't used EchoLink on my computer in quite a while, so, good to hear everybody. I was trying to get in on the DMR bridge, but I'm not hearing anything on the DMR talk group. Is that still active?
Well, we have not been able to contact, what is this call sign? November 6th, nonlinear. I'm embarrassed that I cannot remember. November Bravo 0 X-ray. Right. We have not been able to communicate with him in an awful long time. And I don't know why. I've made multiple attempts to contact him, and he really seems to be off the grid. And at some point a while back, the script that he had set up to gateway from DMR and All-Star into EchoLink for the purpose of our net started failing, and we were not able to contact him to fix it. So pretty much every week his call sign would show up, but the DMR link was not working and people were not able to check in via DMR. And then, you know, lately, like in the last, 3 months or so, even the script stopped working, and we did not see his call sign showing up on the dashboard anymore. So, I think until we hear from Matthew about what's going on there and maybe get it fixed, I guess the DMR gateway is down. And before I return to Ross, let me just acknowledge that I see Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Oscar Tango has joined us, and so I'm adding that call sign to my list. So, back to Ross, AG 5 Romeo Bravo.
All right, thank you for that explanation. And I see in the chat somebody coming in on TechLink says they do talk to Matthew. So maybe we could get whoever that is to help us get in touch with him. In any case, other than that, I was kind of hoping to use, I recently found an app, somebody told me about an app called Droid Star that basically you can use from a phone to get into the Brandmeister network. Basically talk on DMR using a phone instead of a radio, kind of cheating, I guess, but it still works. I know I can talk from my phone and hear it on through my hotspot on my radio, so that works. But in any case, that's about all I've got going on. Just glad to hear everybody, and I'll turn it back to Nat, AG5RB.
All right. Well, thank you for visiting us again, Ross. We missed you. You used to be a regular on here, and I hope you will be a regular again. Let's see who's next on my list here. Blah, 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 blah. I think it's time for KC3LYZ. Okay, I think he might have dropped out there, so I'll keep him in mind and try again later. Next would be Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike.
Good evening. This is Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike, Jeff, up in Minnesota, United States. Not a whole lot going on here. We've been sick between me and the wife and the kids and kind of got just about everything possible. One kid's got ear infections. Another one's got strep, pneumonia, just about everything. So it's been a very poor week this week. Haven't got on the radio a whole lot, but hoping once the holidays come around and we've got other activities going on that maybe everybody will fall asleep earlier and I'll have more time at night to try some stuff. But, yep, other than that, just trying to survive. This is 80 QM back to net control.
Yeah, there's all those bugs out there. It's a constant fight to swat them off. Well, again, welcome back. It's good to hear from you again, and I hope we will hear from you more frequently in the future. Who's next on my list here? God, my vision. I can't even read my own writing here. What is that? Oh, this is a new call sign. Is he still connected? No, he's not. Okay, Echo Alpha 1 Golf Delta Yankee from Spain. I thought that might have been our first Spain QSO, but he did not stick around. But how about that? No, he's Kilo Bravo Zero Romeo Oscar Tango. He seems to have dropped out as well. Damn, people are dropping like flies. All right, BBE. Well, the repeater's still there. Are there any stations on November Zero Bravo Victor Echo listening to our net who would like to check in and join us?
Hey guys, M0 BVE, M0 Bravo Victor Echo just checking in. So sounds like a good net here.
Okay, well, welcome to the net here. And just to recap, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and SDF stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing. I'm not super up on that, but the people who started it like 35 years ago, they were into it, and that's what they decided to name it. It's a public access Unix system, and you can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of Unix-y stuff. You can use it for email, like you want to get your call sign at sdf.org, nice and short. You can do that. You can set up a website. You can set up a Gopher site. You can do just all kinds of stuff on there. So definitely worth checking out. Visit sierradeltafoxtrot.oscarromeogolf for more details. So let me just pass it back to you to see if you have any questions right now.
Yeah, I'll look at the net, and I look at the website and kind of check it out. And it sounds like a good group there. Still running after all those years, M0BV.
Yes, I think the birth date was June of 1987, so it has been around for quite a while. And for some reason, ham radio operators are a substantial proportion of the user base on SDF. And so there were enough hams that we decided, hey, we need to have a ham radio club. Whenever you have three hams, you need to have at least two ham radio clubs, right? So that's what we do here. Gosh, how long ago did we start this? I'm thinking that we've been doing this at least 5 years, maybe closer to six. I'll have to look up my records. I'm pretty sure that we're at least up to 250 nets that we've done. Every Sunday in North America, your mileage may vary around the world. So, So check out the website for more information and, connect via SSH or whatever and get yourself a login and you can play with it. All kinds of good stuff. So, anyway, let's see. Do I have any new call signs showing up on the dashboard? No, I think everybody on the dashboard. Oh, well, there's the ham conference. I don't remember that being there before. So, let me say, is there anyone on the ham conference listening to me who would like to join us and check in to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net?
EK2BY.
Well, that's a big deep, Bob. Okay, thanks, JQ.
KN6UYZ, John in California.
Okay, I heard three call signs there. VK2DY, hello. VK3HJQ, again, hello. You're regulars here. Kilo November 6, Uniform Yankee Zulu. I don't recognize that, but you're welcome here, and we'll get to you here momentarily. So, let's go with VK2DY.
Finally got it. It's the wrong app. Using repeater phone at the moment, not Echolink. Or it's Echolink. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is Robert Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in Kelly Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Well, it was 30 degrees this morning Celsius. We just had a heavy rain shower, and it's now 20 degrees Celsius. So dropped 10 degrees in about hour, less than an hour, actually, about 45 minutes. So it's nice and cool out there now. Was there a question today, VK2DY?
Nope, I couldn't think of anything in the small amount of time. You know, you can always email me, you know, jwh@sdf.org, if you think of a good topic, and I will definitely give it consideration. So, but this week, no, I couldn't think of anything, so this is what I call one of our open mic nets where anything is fair game. So, back to you then.
Yeah, VK2DY here. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot of amateur radio stuff to talk about. As I said, I'm using repeater phone now. I think that's most people are aware that it exists for iOS. And it works, and it sort of kind of connects to a lot of All-Star nodes. Not all of them, but many of them, and seems to work just fine. So I go back and forth between Echolink and repeater phone. I think what it doesn't connect to are those nodes that don't accept telephone connections, or something like that, because I can't get in the WIN system, I can't get into a number of systems that are locked down. So anyway, it is what it is, as they say. VK2DY, back to that.
Very quick, is it iOS only, or are they working on an Android port?
As far as I know, it's iOS only. I'm not sure an Android port is coming. I think it uses a lot of Apple code, VK2DY.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Next is VK3HJQ.
Good afternoon from down under, VK3HJQ. What a yucky day. It's just stopped raining again. It's only, what did I put in the text box, 10 or 12 degrees C or something or other. Freezing cold outside. It should be like, you know, 35 or 40 degrees. So we might get a white Christmas out of this shit, Wayne. I doubt it. Yeah, no, they're not going to make an Android version. I contacted the guy who wrote the software, and he said, nah, too hard. And I thought it would have been easier to make an Android version than an iOS version. But anyway, it is what it is. So there you go. Thanks for the net, VK3HJQ.
Yeah, I'm thinking the temperature here, and I'm trying to do the conversion in my head. And I'll go into that in more detail in just a minute here. But I'm thinking it's like 4 centigrade. Well, let's see, my thermometer says it's 34. That's like 1 centigrade right now. But I think I might have mentioned before that there's this cute heuristic that I learned about from somebody else, so I want to give credit where it was due, pointed out that 16 degrees Celsius is the same as 61 degrees Fahrenheit, and that 28 degrees Celsius is the same as 82 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you can remember those two little palindromes, you can do a lot of instant mental conversion and interpolation between those two values. But I started thinking about that, and I realized that we can extend that. 0.4 degrees Celsius is the same as 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And 40 degrees Celsius is the same as 1, and kind of, you know, put that in parentheses for a minute, 0.4 degrees Fahrenheit. So I think we've got 4 of these little palindromes that you can use in your head to convert without having to sit down, oh, yeah, okay, you know, divide by 2 and add blah, 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 blah. You know, the funny little heuristics that we used to use. So anyway, I'm starting to get used to it and try to apply it whenever I need to talk to people out in those weird parts of the world that don't use the sensible Fahrenheit system. Sorry, guys. Centigrade does not make sense to me. Anyway, I won't get onto a rant about that. But let me see. Who's next on my list here? I think I've got... He's still here. I don't know. I think he was on the ham concept. So, Kilo November 6th, Uniform Yankee Zulu. Go ahead.
Yes, that's me. Kilo November 6th, Uniform Yankee Zulu. I'm in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I've just been sort of scanning this and that. I am coming in on the ham conference, I guess it is, via Echolink, and was looking for somebody to listen to, say hi to. I have absolutely nothing interesting at all to say today, except some people like to ask me, where the heck is Rancho Cucamonga? And Cucamonga has a little bit of an interesting background in that maybe some of the people on this net were listening to the Jack Benny show with their parents way back when, and he used to make fun of the city of Cucamonga as being a strange, backward city or something like that. And that sort of put Cucamonga on the map, and a lot of streets around here are called Jack Benny and other similar kind of things. So that's my information for the day. Hope you found that of interest. Thanks for having me. I'll send it back to the net.
Okay, thank you, John. Welcome to the net. I'm pretty sure this is your first time here, so I want to make sure that you know that we do this every week at the same time, so you can always come back next week. And I'm old enough to remember Jack Benny, so even without my parents, I might have been watching that. And Rancho Cucamonga, well, I don't know. I always remember it as some kind of a joke. I don't know if it was a Jack Benny thing or if somebody else was making a joke about it, but it sounds like something that was made up. But I noticed in the chat there, people are casting aspersions, saying that, well, there's a distinction between... And let me make this clear. The metric system for things like length and volume and what's the other thing? You've got kilograms or you know, grams. You've got meters and liters. You know, so volume and length and mass, I'm totally okay with the metric system on those. All right? So it's not about the metric system. It's about the Celsius system versus Fahrenheit. The Celsius system is a perfect system if you're a water molecule because it covers your lifespan from, you know, freezing to boiling, okay? Great. All you water molecules out there, embrace Celsius and love it. Me, I'm a human. I don't spend a whole lot of time at water's boiling point, okay? My existence is mostly from the freezing point and maybe a little bit below that, up to maybe halfway to the boiling point. So Fahrenheit happens to be from the freezing point, well, a little bit below the freezing point to a little bit above body temperature. That makes sense for humans. All right. Rant off. Where am I on my list here? I think I've called on everybody here. It's time to go back and see if any of the stations that I called and did not reply are ready to come back. Or maybe some of you want to reply to my rant, and that's okay as well. So, do we have any stations that has missed their chance to check in and who would like to come and do so now? Or any stations that did check in and want to come back and check in again with a comment?
Victor Echo 7, Uniform X-Ray.
Go ahead, Michael.
Victor Echo 6. I'm going to follow that up because, like I said, it takes... You figure it out for a month, and then you revert back to your old system. Only three countries in the world do not use metric systems: United States, Burma, and the other one that I mentioned down there. I can't remember where that one is. Some people confuse Celsius with centigrade. They're two different measuring systems, although they tend to measure the same thing until you get really, 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 really cold. Then they start to divert. Minus 40 and minus 40
They're the same in Fahrenheit and metric, just in case that one escaped you. And my SDF username is Tabalaya. I changed it for my call sign, realizing having my call sign as my SDF username wasn't really a fantastic thing to do, considering that I change it so often. VE6UX is back tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that clarification. And is there a story behind that Tabalaya name there? Is that like a family name, or like maybe a book that you loved, or a movie, or, you know, is there something behind that?
Yeah, I don't often combine my hobbies and religion and or politics online. My hobbies happen to be mostly in the physics, which includes radio, so that would be photography, that would be model railroad roading, combat robotics, anything to do with STEM or STREAM or STEAM, depending on how you put it. I am religious as well, which you don't typically catch on. And Tabalaya is a biblical name. I used to use Tabra, and they were unique. Tabra was the name of our band in Calgary many, many, many years ago. A band from Australia came along and liked the name and took it back to Australia, which meant that I couldn't no longer get that particular ID for things, so I changed it to Tabalaya. Rhymes with Jeremiah, comes from the Old Testament, VE6UX.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that story, Michael. Let's see, I thought there was something in there. Combat robotics. That sounds like a fruitful subject for further discussion, but probably not right now. Does anyone else have further comments or new check-ins for our net this week?
And another thing I got to mention, Wayne Vicatrachek, you guys drove on the wrong side of the road, too.
Yeah, you would say that, but to each his own. If you guys want to, you know, drive on the wrong side, I'm not going to try to convince you.
I remember last time I was over in Europe and I got back here and I'm riding on the wrong side with my motorbike and this car's beeping me. And I'm saying, what are you talking about? I thought, oh, Australia, get over on the other side. Oh, how funny was that?
Right, I mean, when you're on your motorcycle, do you have a sword that you have to keep your, you know, your right hand free so that you can slay the approaching traffic?
Something like that. No, but it was really funny because I was over there for, 6 months in Europe. And driving around, didn't have a license, but anyway, that doesn't stop you driving around, does it? When I got back here, I jumped on my bike, and of course I'm on the wrong side of the road, and I'm heading up down the main street, and this car's heading away, and I thought, what's this idiot doing on the wrong side of the road? And then I tweaked, oh yeah, that's right, Australia, get back over to the other side. Oh, far out, that was, dangerous. Anyway, but yeah, you guys need to go to Celsius, need to get metric in the head. I mean, we used to have inches and pounds and dollars. We had pounds and shilling and pence and we had inches and feet and stuff. I still measure stuff in inches and feet and convert it back to metric. I don't know why. Temperature's okay in Celsius, but every time I measure something, I go, oh, yeah, that's 2 inches. Oh, yeah, that's 50 mil in metric. I don't know why I do that. Probably because I used to measure a lot of stuff in imperial. Anyway, it is what it is. All good. Thanks for the net, Wayne. VicatrHJQ.
Okay, well, thanks for your input, John. And let me just ask Michael, when I see in the chat a message from TechLink, is that coming from you?
Yeah, one of the things that I lost. Windows on my machine, because Windows doesn't typically run very well on an ARM computer, which the Mac Studio is. I am using my iPad or my iPhone in order to connect by voice to the net until I can get some coding done, which I missed the opportunity last month to have done. And I can't type worth a hoot with my thumbs, so because I have the TechLink conference, I can go to the Linux server that it's on and type through the server. You can actually connect through there as well. We just don't do that. So when I use the chat system there, where I can use a keyboard, which I'm more comfortable with, it comes out as TechLink. And anybody else that would be connected on that server would also come out as TechLink, VE6UX.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to confirm my guess that that was you there. And let me also welcome Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Sierra Alpha. I've seen several of your chat entries there, but I don't see you on the dashboard. And I'm a little mystified about how that is possible. And I'm wondering, do you want to check into our net here and have everybody hear you? Are you on the ham conference perhaps, so that if you can key up over there, then we will hear you?
Zero TWB.
That call sign was very quick. Come again a little bit slower.
I'm chime in for the last 10, 12 minutes here. Pretty tough to get in. So anyway, that draw is flashing in as quick as possible. KC0 TWB. Yeah, period here, St. Francis.
Okay, sorry, my ears are old. Kilo Charlie Zero, Kilo Whiskey Bravo, and you're in St. Francis, but I missed your handle.
Kilo Charlie Zero, Tango Whiskey Bravo, Harry, Papa, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo Yankee.
Okay, that was Tango Whiskey Bravo, and your handle is Terry. All right, thank you for checking in. I don't know how long you've been listening, so do you have any comments to add to what we've been talking about?
Well, yeah, I just got done tidying up the kitchen. I heard the net was on, so I'd throw one out there to you guys for you to watch. I'll listen on for the remainder. Thank you. Okay, Zero TWB back to net.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week, and, you know, we do this every week. So if you're in the shack a week from now and want to join us again, you will be welcome. So let me think. I think I've given everyone a chance. Is there anyone I've missed? Anyone who has an additional comment they want to make? I see a new call sign on the dashboard. Kilo Delta 2, Papa Echo Kilo. That's a new call sign to me. I don't recognize. I may have checked in before, but I don't remember it. So this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and SDF stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story, I won't go into it. It's a public access Unix system, and if you go to sdf.org, you can find out all about it and get yourself a free account and do all kinds of cool stuff. So I'm assuming that you stumbled onto this net. Maybe you were looking for something else. Sorry you didn't find what you were looking for. But now that you're here, you can join us and greet the other check-ins. We did not have a topic this week, so anything that's on your mind about ham radio is fair game. If you have some comment to make or you just want to say hi, wanted to check in and leave it at that, that's cool as well. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Papa Echo Kilo, Mike in Northern New York. Yeah, I was just passing by and I saw a few people, so I thought I'd stop in and say hello. Good evening to all. No further traffic, really. Just hope everyone's having a good night and had a good weekend and a safe and healthy coming week. Back to you, Kilo Delta 2, Papa Echo Kilo.
Okay, thank you, Mike. So, thank you for checking in. And we do this every week. So, let me think. I think I have covered everybody. Are there any other stations that have not had a chance to check in, or any stations that have additional comments they want to make?
KF0IWN, Marty in Minnesota.
Okay, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Whiskey Mike. And as soon as I was concentrating on remembering your call sign, I forget. Marty, that's right, Marty. And I think you said you're in Minnesota. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. Just stopping by to say hello to the net. Don't know that I've heard this one before, but glad to hear another net on this repeater here in Minnesota. Of course, we're midwinter here, so dealing with lots of cold weather, although we had a little reprieve today. Temperatures got up almost to 40 degrees, so hope everyone is ready for a good week. And with that, I'll pass it back to Ned. This is KF0IWN, Marty in Minnesota.
Okay, thank you, Marty. And we do this every week. So if you want to come back next week, you'll be welcome. And I'm down here in Illinois, and I understand we've got some storms coming in from the west, and it's probably going to hit you guys harder and sooner than it hits us. But I think they're talking about lots of snow and some very cold temperatures up there. So I hope you're ready for that. Let's see. I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard. So once again, I'll say, are there any new check-ins or rechecks?
V6UX recheck.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I didn't realize if you'd read it or not in the command line. I talk to Matthew every two or three nights, so I'll let him know that you're looking for him.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we just want to figure out what's going on there. If it's, you know, if he cannot commit to running the gateway, that's okay. We'll just tell everybody, sorry, it's not there anymore. We're just kind of mystified. We're in kind of this limbo land in between there. So, yeah, just tell him to please contact me, and we'll work it out. Thank you, Michael. Any other rechecks or new check-ins? Okay, I think we're getting close to the end here. So the final call for rechecks or new check-ins.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Sierra Alpha, Pamela, KO4, ESA.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. Kilo Lima 4, Charlie Sierra Alpha, is that correct?
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Sierra Alpha, Pamela, KO4, ESA.
Okay, I got it that time, Pamela. I assume that you've been listening. If not, just say so, and I will give you the introduction and everything there. But, yeah, go ahead if you have a comment for our net.
KO4 ESA, just enjoying listening to the net. KO4 ESA, clear.
Okay, well, that's all you need. Thank you for joining us and participating, even without saying much. That's okay. Anyway, so I think that is about it. That pretty much wraps it up for this week. Where am I in my script here? So let's see. It's call it 0053 Zulu. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0053 Hour Zulu. If you would like to continue the the DMR talk group, I'm not sure if that's still alive. But you can look for us in COM on SDS, probably in the Anon radio room. Okay, this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.